So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa, Tan Rabbanan, Halakeach Yerek Min Hashuk, Uber Vehenich Afilakol Yem Kulay. Fechavar, a person trusted to separate Trumas and Maisus, was picking vegetables in the market from an Amma Oretz, an ignorant person, who was not trusted to separate Trumas and Maisus, even if he did this the entire day. It depends as follows. If the chaver did not have intentions to buy them, he does not acquire the vegetables, and he is not obligated to separate meiser. However, if the chaver did have intentions to buy them, he does acquire the vegetables, and he is therefore obligated to separate meiser, because, as the Rashbam explains, chaver ein moitzi mitachas yadu davar she'ein mesukan. Everything that comes into a chaver's possession must be taifed. And if the chaver then reconsiders and does not want to buy the vegetables, he cannot return the vegetables as is to the Amma Oretz because he already became obligated to separate Meiser. He cannot first separate the Meiser and then return the vegetables because he's giving him less. The Chava must separate the Meiser and then pay the Amma Oretz for the Meiser vegetables. As the Gemara explains, this applies only to a pious person whose intentions are considered as a verbal commitment, as the Pasuk states, V'dayver emes b'lvavai, as Rashbam explains, Kimish agama b'libai, zacha b'mekach v'neschayev b'meiser, v'chimach zira k'chezer m'eichel eidami. However, regarding all others, even if gama b'libai k'naisai, loikana v'leineschayev b'meiser, even if he had intentions to buy them, he does not acquire the vegetables and is not obligated to separate meiser. Zak the Mishnah, hasitern mekaneach midoisev echad l'shleishim yeim. A wholesaler must clean his measuring cups from residue once in 30 days because shemeicher tader. He sells and uses them often and there is more residue stuck to the cup which causes it to weigh more. Ubalabayas echad l'shnayim asachedish. A private person cleans his measuring cups only once in 12 months because shemeicher tader. He does not sell often and there is less residue stuck to the cup. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says chiluf hadvar, vice versa. A seitan cleans out his measuring cup only once in 12 months, because since he uses them often, his residue does not harden. While a balabayas cleans his measuring cup once in 30 days, because since he does not use them often, the residue does harden. Chemini mekanech midaisev pamayim b'shabbos. A storekeeper must clean his measuring cups twice a week. As the Rashbam explains, according to the Tanakhama, because lafisha meicher tadur yeis misitan, he sells the most often, therefore there is more residue. And according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, because Ava Pisha Meicher Tadur, Kimen Shein Lechayav Lahatav Gimel Tipim Nikresh B'Teicha Yaisa. Although a chemini sells the most often, his cup has the most residue because a chemini is not required to pour out the three additional drops, and they remain in the cup. Umamacha Mishkolisa Pamachas B'Shabbos, a chemini must wipe off his weights once a week. Umekaneich Meznaim Akol Mishkol Mishkol, he must clean his scale after each use because, as the Rashbam explains, Shenidvak Ben Yisim in a Meshkolis Lefi Sheyeshlen Beis Kibul. There is more residue in a scale than on the stones because it is a container. Rabbi Gamliel says, B'medva Mamurim Balach, Al B'yavish Eina Tzarech. Only if the cups and scale were used for moist foods, they must be cleaned out. But if they were used only for dry foods, they do not need to be cleaned because Shenidvak Behen Mu'uma. There is no residue stuck to them. The Mishnah continues, V'chayev la'achriya lo'y tefach. In places where they add the extra amount while the produce is weighed, the chemini must tilt the scale one tefach in the buyer's favor. Hayashoyku lo'y ayin ba'ayin, noisen lo'y girumen, echad la'asar balach, ve'echad la'esem b'yavish. And in places that they balance the scale and add more afterward, the chemini must add 1/10 for moist food and 1/20 for dry food because, as the Rashbam explains, Mishum shalach nidvak b'kli ve'enem matif l'hakoyl, tzarech lo'hesem lo'yesem mi'biyavish. Since moist foods stick to the scale and the buyer receives less, the chemini must add more for moist foods than he does for dry foods. The Gemara cites the source for Gerumen in the Pasuk Evin Shalema v'tzedek. The word tzedek teaches tzedek mishulcha v'tenloi. The chemini must add from his own to ensure that the buyer receives the full amount. Therefore, it depends on the custom as to whether the chemini adds the extra amount while the food is weighed or after the food is weighed. Regarding Nisan Le Girumen, Echad La'asar Balach, Rav explains, Echad Me'asar Balitra Balach, La'asar Litrin. For 10 litra of moist foods, the chemini adds 1/10 of a litra, equivalent to 1 of 100. And regarding Echad La'esrim B'yavish, the Gemara asks, does this mean the Echad La'esrim B'yavish, La'esrim D'yavish? For 20 litra dry food, the chemini adds on 1/20, equivalent to 1 of 400? Or Echad Me'asar La'esrim D'yavish? For 20 litra dry food, the chemini adds on 1/10, equivalent to 1 of 200. Take with this question remains unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with three statements of Reb Levi. Amar Reb Levi, Kasha Einshin Shel Midas Yosim Einshin Shel Arayis. The punishment of inaccurate measures is more severe than the punishment for illicit relations. Because regarding Midas, the Pasuk states, Kol Oisa Eila. And regarding Arayis, the Pasuk states, Es HaToyev Eis Ha'el. The additional letter Hey in Eila indicates more severity. I think Mark explains the reasoning. Midas Le'afsha B'tshuva. One who cheats others cannot accomplish a proper tshuva because tshuvasei tluya b'hashavas gezeila v'hu ein yedei l'miyachzer. He must return the item he stole, but he does not know from whom he stole. While arayis efshe b'tshuva, one who commits adultery can accomplish a proper tshuva. V'amar b'levi kasha gezel hedyet yesim gezel gavaya. One who steals from a common person is worse than one who steals from hektish. Because in the pasuk regarding hektish, hektim chet l'me'ila. The word chet comes before me'ila as the pasuk states, nefesh kisechet amol amal. And teaches, Ba'ascholas agezlo karele chayte, mishas kfira. The moment he steals the item, he is considered to have sinned. While in the pasuk regarding hektish, hikta me'ila l'chet. The word chet comes after me'ila, as the pasuk states, kisimo mal v'chato b'shkoga, and teaches, ena nikra chayte achanena. Only if he actually benefits from the item is he considered to have sinned. V'amar b'levi, bo'i re'esh lo'ike midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basa b'dam. Hashem's mercy is greater than that of a mortal, and that his brachas, his blessings, are more than his klalos, his curses. While a mortal's klalos are more than his brachas, as we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ruch Yisrael be'esem b'shtayim, be'killan b'shmayna. Hashem blessed Klal Yisrael with all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, as in Parashas B'chukaisi, the brachas begin with the words im b'chukaisi, and conclude with the word kememiyas, from Aleph until Taf, where there are 22 letters. However, Vekil and Bishmaina, he cursed with only 8 letters of the Aleph Beis, as the Kalalas begin with the words Ve'im B'chukaisei Tim Asu, and conclude with the words Ve'es Chukaisei Gol Nafshim. From Vav until Mem, there are only 8 letters. However, Moshe Rabbeinu Birchen Bishmaina, he blessed Kalalas with only 8 letters, as in Parashat Kisavai, his brachas begin with the words Vahayim Shemaya Tishma, and conclude with the word La'avdam. From Vav until Mem, there are only 8 letters. While Vekilon be'esem b'shtayim, he cursed with all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, as his clothes begin with the words v'hayim loisishma, and conclude with the words v'einkayna. From Vav until Hey, there are 22 letters of the Aleph Beis.